Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. American
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Kith, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I feel as though I should have something smart and witty planned for right now, and I don't. Hi, Ryan. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. That suffices.
You are what I have planned that is smart and witty.
I'm here, and that's all that matters.
Ryan,
isn't it?
Go.
Okay.
You do you.
All right. Here's the deal, you guys.
It's the filibuster.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't have anything either.
You have 50 minutes.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Lucky. No snake eyes. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Did you ever watch that show, Press Your Luck?
I only know about it because of the guy who figured the algorithm out or whatever.
Yeah, the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
You don't know the documentary?
There's documentaries on, I think, every 80s game show now that somebody figured out how to beat it in the 90s, and then the 2000s, they made a documentary.
Every time something like cultural reference like that comes up, I don't know what anybody's talking about. I always pause, and I like side-eye to the other person in the room, and I'm like,
who's on whose side?
Do they know? Crap, they know. I don't know.
Brad.
Am I the only one who doesn't know? I don't know anything about this.
But you know Press Your Luck.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Who was the host? He hosted everything.
Gosh, I don't know.
He hosted all the shows. The Match Game and the Hollywood Squares, and I just keep talking while you Google.
Peter David Tamarkin.
No, that's not what I thought.
I don't think it's who you're thinking
of. Who am I thinking about? Come on, commenters. Everybody's on YouTube because
Sajak. Are you thinking
Pat
of...
Pat Sajak? No.
Are you thinking of the Love Connection guy?
No, that's Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, Chuck Woolery.
2 and 2. I used to watch it with my grandparents all the time.
That's right.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Which was always a lie. Did you ever count it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Everybody in America counted that down.
2 minutes, 2 seconds? What is it?
Yeah,
what even is that?
That's not a
thing. That doesn't even make sense.
You don't have 1 minute
that's
and
how,
1 second
that's
commercials?
That's how bold that man was. He's like, I'm going to lie. It's not going to even make sense. Nobody's going to call me on it, but I'm going to still flip my fingers around 2 and 2, and everyone's going to go, oh, that's cute. I like that guy.
Yep. And there were always about 5 or 6 ads. It wasn't even close to 2.
I used to watch The Love Connection. This is a difference in generation, I think. With my grandparents, we'd spend the night over there, and we'd stay up and watch Love Connection. I don't think we had any business watching Love Connection.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember hearing that they would say stuff, and my grandma or grandpa, I think it was mostly my grandpa, would go, here. Did you have old people in your life who would say, here? Like, here now, or whatever, but just here.
Oh, like, hang on a second, here?
No, like, whoa.
No, I don't think so.
Here.
No.
Brad?
Nope.
Gosh, dang it.
Once again,
I know all of the wrong things.
Here. Okay. So I don't like this.
Wasn't a good thing.
I always heard it as here now.
It's just a weird.
I would too.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Okay.
And I think they were probably just saying that so that we had the inference that they were not okay with it, but they probably were incredibly entertained.
So we're letting you watch this, but we're also going to pass judgment, let you know, yeah, but there's stuff in here that you shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we always watched it.
No, I'm
with
you.
There was never like a, like, I don't remember a perfect example of watching something and not understanding things that were being discussed.
Absolutely.
Over my head.
Yeah. That's the way everything was. Up until about the late 90s.
That's what Disney is still very good at.
Yes, they are.
Better than most cartoon-oriented family movies, which is why I think they're easier to love, because there's something for everybody.
I'll say this, too. It's really fun, a song that you knew when you were a kid, that when you get old enough to start to understand, oh, this is what it was. It's like an initiation into adulthood.
I have so... Initiation into what?
Adulthood.
I thought you said adultery.
It's like an initiation into adultery.
I'm like...
Oh, adultery. Oh, neat. Isn't that one of the commandments? Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's the one you, like, avoid when you're in parochial school. you know it. You know it the best. Uh-huh. Actually, you know all the things. I just go through and pick songs for the show every day, unless I'm super late or something comes up, like I get in a car accident. And I look at these songs and I think about the words that are in them. And I'm always like, oh gosh, I don't know about the Annie Fry Show audience. I don't know. And it's like one of the most famous bands in the history of time. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if the people can handle it. What will they think of me? I've got Ludacris songs on here. They're all instrumental, except for sometimes. So if I want to play, because I grew up, I graduated 8th grade in 1998, high school in 2002. So rap and hip-hop / pop hip-hop was like a big thing. Nelly, big deal. And I wouldn't really consider, I mean, it was rap, but that's not, I think people who really like rap, that's like they will tolerate some of it, but that's not.
It's poppy.
It's kind of the way I feel about country. There is maybe a song here and there that is modern country that maybe has a tinge of bro country to it that I'm like, okay, that's kind of catchy, but I don't need to listen to it on repeat. But I can listen to an entire George Strait album or Alan Jackson album, whatever. But I listen to these songs now. I sang every word of them when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah.
And now I'm a grown woman with my own radio show, and I'm like, I don't think I can play this.
Oh, I know. Even songs in high school. I think there was a Foo Fighters song that I loved. I was probably a freshman in high school, and the first Foo Fighters album came out. And one of the lines in it is, Ritalin is easy. Ritalin is good. Like taking Ritalin is a drug, not for its unintended purpose. And man, I sang that all day.
You had no idea.
Had no idea until later.
My husband was on a running kick a few years ago, and he got, I don't even know what I guess he was probably just listening on his phone. And so he told me, he came back, he goes, I put on, now his name slips my brain.
Chuck Woolery.
Kid Rock.
Okay.
Kid Rock. Oh, my.
Because growing up in that time, he's a year old, he's your age, Brad, yeah, and just a little bit younger than you, Ryan. Kid Rock was the thing. I mean, Kid Rock was a huge deal. He came back, he goes, I listen to Kid Rock. It's filthy.
Is it?
Oh, my
yes!
gosh, yes.
Okay, was there a hidden meaning to ball with
Wait,
the
careful
ball?
Careful before you start saying things you don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either.
Da-bang, da-bang, diggy-diggy?
Up, jump.
Up, jump the boogie?
I don't think you said the first words 100% right.
I don't know.
Right.
There's got to be a hidden meaning.
We missed a part. Diggy said the boogie said up, jump the boogie.
Man.
I don't know. Now
I know that I try
up.
Not to do old white man radio, but we are hitting it out of the park today.
Yes, we are. Who is the Press Your Luck host? Peter David Tamarkin.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. No idea who that is.
I don't either.
He didn't know anything else.
People keep saying, Gene Rayburn, is that who I know? People keep
Maybe.
Commenting names on here, and people are saying the same name, so they're probably right, and I'm waiting for it to click in my head, and I'm like, I don't know that name. Vicky says, I know why you'll be kicked off this time. Yeah.
I'm looking up Ba with the Ba hidden meaning. And nothing's really coming up.
That's all one word, Ryan.
What's the Urban Dictionary?
I am.
No, don't do that.
No, Urban Dictionary tells you what... Gene Rayburn is the guy who I was thinking.
Okay. It says, Ba with the Ba, da banga bang, banga dang, diggy diggy. Diggy said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. Here is the official Urban Dictionary meaning.
Here we go.
The song is recognized by a bunch of babbling.
Oh.
It doesn't mean anything.
So don't think too hard.
Don't overthink it. Just enjoy your Kid Rock in your truck or your sedan now.
Or your
minivan.
1996 Jeep.
Does it feel lame listening to Kid Rock now? I haven't tried.
No.
I felt lame listening to it at the time.
My husband felt filthy.
He felt gross.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been Ba with the Ba. And it had to have been something
else.
And
the thing was, is like you're saying, you know the words.
Yeah.
You have no context for the words when you're a kid and you're hearing these and you're just singing. And then you go back and you have children and you're like, this is highly inappropriate. What is this man doing?
Mm-hmm.
This is not gentlemanly in any way, shape, or form. My kids will watch. The more that Disney Plus expands, the more frustrating it is because I feel there's definitely stuff on Disney Plus that I don't want my kids watching specifically without me. I don't mind if they're exposed to things in the world that exist that force conversations that I get to have with them. That's my job as a parent. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. But if you just, at first when it was mostly just the movies and stuff like that, I felt like you could watch, you know, Disney Plus is safe. It's not really safe anymore to just turn them loose and let them watch.
Is anywhere?
No.
I mean, you'd hope that something like Disney would be, but I agree. It's not. It's mostly, but you're always thinking about that little 5%. Well, what if they stumble upon this thing that I don't want them to watch? I don't know that there is an outlet like that anymore.
Which is why presence is so important and you know, being active in their lives and being aware of what's going on. Because I am not somebody who believes in shielding my kids from everything that exists in the world. Because if they don't know about it, because I haven't let them experience it, the world will find them. And the world, in an incredibly worldly way, will educate them. I get dibs on that. So if something comes up in the natural course of conversation or if there's a moment to have one of those discussions, as uncomfortable as it might be at the time, I always think to myself, would I rather somebody else have this conversation? The answer is always no.
I'll ask this question. I'll be very gentle about it just in case there are kids in the car listening. But a real question. Is there a particular age that you're supposed to have the talk?
No.
There's not like you hit 9 or mm-mm. something. It's all...
My kids were exposed to enough information to ask questions, and that's happened.
So they initiated it, basically, without knowing they were doing so.
Yes. Yeah, but they were exposed in a way that made them uncomfortable because of a conversation that they had overheard.
Okay.
And, Yeah, it was, my husband was totally not home when it came up. What? I had to like engage in that on my own at first. And then he comes home, I'm like, so?
What? I don't want to get too personal.
This
but was
happened.
It, was it multiple of the kids or
yes,
was it just one?
The okay. two older ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had to have a talk with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
It was. It was. And it's the thing of it, too, is that and we can all relate to this. I mean, it's something that you want to know about because otherwise it's pretty mysterious. And, you know, Molly was born last year or whatever. So when something like that comes up and you start putting pieces together and you start thinking questions that you didn't ever even consider that you had to think, like there are just some things in life that as a child you just accept and you don't wonder about them. You wonder about what's your favorite color today type of stuff. But it was interesting to me when the conversation took place, how matter of fact it really could be and how important it was to tell them everything I thought I needed to tell them not a syllable more than what I needed to tell them, mm-hmm. but to talk about it in a way that didn't make them feel like they were asking about something inappropriate. Because the number one goal for me as their mom was to say, the next time you have a question about this, or if it's bugging you, you come right to me and we talk about it. And that is A-okay. And they were, I mean, my daughter was more curious about it, I think, because I was pregnant at the time. And she's saying, you know, this is my future or whatever.
Right.
My son was like, all right.
He's okay.
Two and two. Peace out, boys.
Got the info.
Yeah.
I'm going to head on up.
With a
little bit of two and two.
Wide-eyed. And I have already found out more than I really cared to know.
Man. So I got twins, boy and girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that happened that way.
You need me to talk to him?
I do. Okay. Hey, Aunt Annie's coming over. Auntie Ann.
Yeah.
is going to come over. And yeah, she's going to have some pretzels. She's going to have some cinnamon types. She's going to talk to you about a couple things.
I'm going to put them on the couch with me, and I'm going to put you and Katie on the other couch, and I'm going to say, all right, Ryan and Katie, when two people love each other.
You'll be amazed how much I'll learn. Because there are things still that I'm like, Dad, what's going on with this?
Bob.
He's like, son, you know you're 40, right?
It's too late.
Just ask your friends at this point.
Google it. Go on Urban Dictionary. You'll figure it out. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking about music, and I just said this is the kind of wholesome music. Don't turn it down yet, Brad. I said that this is the kind of music that's wholesome, and then Ryan said, "What?
This is the this is a song you slow dance to when you're wasted. You know it's true. Somebody puts this on at 1 o'clock in the morning at some bar." You're going to have two cowboys that get up there and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love.
Did you say two cowboys?
That's exactly how Jared and I got together.
They get up there and they're not even really dancing. They're just sort of leaning on each other because otherwise they'd fall over.
It's like a real support system.
Yeah. That's what's going on in my mind in this song.
It's a great song. It's George. Whenever George Strait comes on in our car, my son goes, the king of country. And my husband has taught him anything. It'll probably be that. So you graduated high school in 2000?
99.
Oh, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. You're an old man.
I love the 90s.
Yeah. That was a good show, too. Did you ever see I Love the 90s?
Oh, yeah. Loved it. I Love the 90s.
Did you, when you think back on the 80s, I remember the 80s. I mean, I remember, I was six exiting the 80s, so I have enough of a memory of that time in my life and kind of the vibe, and I have home videos and stuff that back up what I have at the front of my brain. But the 90s, I certainly remember. It's weird to me how different the decades have gotten, and I don't know if the breaking of innocence that it feels like has taken place culturally is just because that's my life frame that existed in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and then the 10s. But it just seems to be like culture has drastically departed from tradition. Traditional seems like there's too much stigma around the concept of traditional cultural values. But we've broken down the institutions and expectations in our society so incredibly much. So much so that it's actually kind of a blacklisted concept to think that I should constantly be in pursuit of bettering myself. Because Annie, you're okay just the way you are.
Oh man, that is so timely. I was thinking about that this morning. About the messages. Well, what you just said.
Are you being real?
No, I'm being real.
Are you going to trash my segment?
No.
I was trying to set up a conversation.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Ryan.
Because this morning I was thinking about the same thing. The message. I think I heard a Katy Perry song in a store or something maybe yesterday that triggered this thought. The message, come as you are, like many things, and especially in a church context, but really in any context, like many things, there's truth in it. And it's also implying things that are not true. Because come as you are, like in a church context, is great. But it also implies, nowadays, we use that phrase to say, come as you are and stay as you are. And that is not the idea of church.
It's the opposite.
Yes.
It is the number. This happens to me. I get trolls. I don't think they're trolls. And people always say, Annie, stop talking. Don't pay attention to the trolls. There are people who challenge me. I will make a statement. A lot of times I'll just retweet something with like an emoji or a quote from something that somebody else said. And then people attack me for two things. My love and obsession for Donald Trump.
Even if the tweet had nothing to do about that, right?
It never has anything. I don't tweet about Trump. And secondly, my faith. And they deduce from what I tweet, they deduce two things. One is the fact that I have to be a foot soldier for the MAGA movement because I'm a conservative. And generally speaking, if I'm tweeting something, it has to do with my family, sports, or my conservative worldview, which I do not apologize for. And the immediate reaction to something that I tweet out like that is, but what about Trump? And it's usually the tweet goes something like this. Real Christian of you after years of defending Donald Trump for every wrongdoing he ever had, you're here with this statement. And I'm like, let's break this one down. Let's sit here and talk about it. Because, I mean, the simple reply to that tweet is, you don't know me, period. Done with that. But I don't believe that, I mean, I know that Twitter is sport for that stuff. Like, it's, you know, the mic drop moment is where you drop the mic and you exit the stage. But on Twitter, you throw the mic at the other person and then they throw it back at you and it never ends. It's not a mic drop. We are not mic dropping correctly on Twitter, people. It's not functioning the way a mic drop is. You're supposed to make a statement in a mic drop scenario that is so definitively impactful and in summation of the point you're trying to make that there is nothing left to be said. And I don't engage in mic drop Twitter the wrong way or the right way, because I generally believe that the people who are attacking me, they're like, I'm kind of ready for a rumble. I'm going to step into this one. So they throw the punch at me and they know the punch that I'm going to throw back at them. And they know the punch. I mean, it's all laid out. It's just an exercise of futility because it's the same thing every time. And my goal is to take people who engage with me like that and give them an opportunity to think for a second that I'm not a Republican, that I'm not a Christian, that I'm not a conservative, or that I'm not a bigot. And just simply on the surface, just for a moment, remember that I'm a human being. Because that has been stripped away from everything. Because who I am, all of those things that I listed that are very important to me, all of those things that I listed, I get to have as my own because I'm a human. And we don't care about the humanity of other people. We only care about ourselves. And that's been happening as long as man has walked the face of the earth. But it's never been more evident in my life how self-centered we are, how much we don't participate in caring about other people, but how much we want to be cared for. And that care, when you send it out to somebody else, usually comes back to you.
Going back to something you said right at the beginning of the segment, right after you said that it was appropriate to drunk dance to that George Strait song, I thought that was inappropriate, but I just moved on.
You're the one who said it, and I'm not saying it's inappropriate. If you're going to drunk dance to something, it might as well be George Strait, because I do not want to see you drunk dance to Kid Rock.
Anyway, I would actually like to see somebody try to drunk dance to Ball with the Ball.
That ends quickly. That does not have a long shelf life.
Yeah,
I mean, you're hurting yourself.
That's some sort of like mosh dancing.
Headbang right into the floor.
But you said at the beginning, you said something about how from the 80s through the 90s, 2000s, you watched institutions be attacked and destroyed and brought down. It's really been amazing to watch that in our lifetime, because we're to a point now where there are very few institutions that are, and I hesitate to use the word sacred, but just honored, or that everybody kind of considers to be, yeah, that's a good thing. We all agree with that. There's almost nothing left, to the point where now the quote unquote rebel on one side is trying to find any sort of traditional institution, like gender or anything, to tear down. And on the other side, you have people at this point who are actually more punk than the punks, who are defending traditional values.
Jack Posobiec says it. He says, be a rebel, start a family.
Yeah.
Matt Walsh went on Dr. Phil. Have you seen this?
Yes. No, I didn't even know this existed.
Oh,
Matt Walsh went on Dr. Phil. Just happened. And
like this year?
Like this week.
Okay.
And I don't know that I'm going to play any of that sound on this show, but I am going to tell you that you need to go look at it. And the conversation he has, and this is what he has been, if you're not familiar with Matt Walsh, he's with the Daily Wire, but he's very outspoken and incredibly, most conservatives don't outwardly talk about being social conservatives. You just don't talk about it. It's scary to talk about it. People talk about being fiscal conservatives. That's easy. That's common sense. Social conservatism is not as much discussed. Matt Walsh pretty much only talks about social conservatism issues. Gender, pronouns, you know, identification of who you are, whatever. And his thing is that we have men and we have women. You can identify, you can feel a different way. And he has reasons, he has his thoughts on why people might be a man who feels like they are a woman. But he went on Dr. Phil and he's having this conversation. He's sitting in like what looks like a director's chair to Dr. Phil's left, across from, there's varying groupings of different people who are on this panel. Sitting across from these two other individuals who I don't want to mischaracterize what they identify themselves, but one of them, I believe, said she was a woman. She has a beard, a full beard. Like, it's
mine.
Her whole face is, yeah. I mean, it's almost like Brad's full beard and long hair and very feminine in her appearance. And this woman says, transgender women are women. And Matt Walsh says, what is a woman? And this
great question.
And this woman says, it's not for me to define.
I love this. I love this.
So you have to go watch it for yourself. And regardless of where anybody falls on this issue, like my personal political belief is that it does me no service to dabble in the goings on of other people and their lives and their lifestyles if it is not hindering my lifestyle and I can raise my family adhering to the beliefs and the morals and you know, the faith that we have, I think I can do that, and I can also teach them how to love people and, you know, to identify my own family and my own children's life and my own life, that I am a broken individual that needs salvation and that it only comes from Christ. I mean, that is the foundational element of what Christianity means to me. We're all Christians in this room right now. I'm not even speaking for you. But for me, Christianity is wholly and centered upon the idea that I am not good enough, that I am a failure, and that God was perfect and Jesus was perfect, and he gave up his life for me to make me perfect. None of that has to do with how good I am compared to anybody else, ever. Because in Christianity, as I see it, there is a line that exists where all of the perfect people are on one side of the aisle of that line, and all of the imperfect people are on the other side. And there is one person on the perfect side, and everybody else is in need of that person. And I think that's the foundation with which it is important for my kids to understand their faith. It's why I prioritize a Christian education for them, because I want to understand that. You know, I want them to understand morality as any kid does in any school institution, good and bad. But I want them to understand the importance of forgiveness. What you do, what happens when you do something wrong, you get a consequence. You're also forgiven. And the forgiveness part is not part of the structure of the public school entity as a staple. It's the staple at a Christian school, and that's paramount to me and my family. I know that's not everybody's existence. I know there are people who are not Christian but are hearing what I'm saying and say, we subscribe to all of those same morals, we just don't apply a Christian faith to it. So there are a lot of different people walking a lot of different lives that can come together in that sense of morality. But if you take all of that aside and you just look at what Matt Walsh is asking these individuals, transgender women are women. Matt Walsh says, what is a woman? And then the person who said the first statement says, it's not for me to define.
Yeah. That's why I think that is so interesting. And I want to go watch that now. I also want to see what Dr. Phil, was he just an impartial moderator or what? I mean,
he did a good job.
Did he? Yeah, that question alone is such a good job.
He always looks like he's one sentence away from being totally shocked.
Well, I think that's TV person. Whoa! He's basically making promos constantly with his face.
They had a woman who joined the first two individuals who I think maybe was there to represent as a parent of somebody who was non-binary or something like that. But they also had with Matt Walsh, and I haven't seen is the full episode out? Because I watched probably 10 clips.
I've only seen
next to Matt Walsh were people, from Loudoun County. And they were talking about the situation where a non-gender conforming person, and I apologize, sincerely apologize if I'm saying the wrong words. I'm trying. I'm not perfect. If a non-gender conforming individual who was in that bathroom with that one guy's daughter and raped her, the solution to that was to say that they were just going to have non-gender specific bathrooms. And there was a mom sitting on Matt Walsh's side of the screen and a dad that was sitting there. And they're like, my daughter does not feel safe in a bathroom where this is the case. And I mean, like, you watch the conversation. This is a conversation that America should be having. I'm very particular about the words that I'm using right now, because I don't want to say something that's going to indicate something other than what I mean that's going to become useful for someone else. Because there's no way, both parties that are sitting up on that Dr. Phil stage, nothing gets better in the future if those parties can't talk to each other.
Yeah.
The only way that it gets better for one side is if the other side is forced to shut up, which is what has been happening in our country for the last probably 3-4 years. And we should be having more conversations, not less. And that doesn't mean that one side is going to inherently win out over the other. But we're never going to get anywhere or get better if we don't talk about these issues. It's pretty crazy. You want to dance to George Strait? Not with me, with Brad.
I'm not dancing with you.
Wait till midnight.
Brian.
We're not a celebrity couple.
Roll that music. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Man. You and everybody listening right now has like 50 things on their mind to talk about, and we're like, we're out of time. Good discussion though. I'm not doing the dance. I know you're waiting for it.
We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I know it's probably not going to be the mode of transformation that exists from the people in this room. The story is from a couple days ago, so I don't know what the absolute latest is, but there's a hunger strike going on. Activists escalate action, arrested on the U.S. Capitol steps. Dozens of activists were arrested Tuesday after refusing to leave the U.S. Capitol steps. Quote, "This is our house. This is a civil disobedience." Activists said as they moved past Capitol police officers towards the steps where they sat and chanted, pleading the Senate pass voting rights legislation. The group began at Union Station and marched to the Capitol. Many of the 29 arrested, which included one minor, were on their sixth day of a hunger strike as part of their protest. Hunger strikes?
They got to 6 days. I thought you were implying that they started it on Tuesday and got arrested on Tuesday. I thought, that's a hunger strike. I could do.
Woo!
Yeah. 6 days? Man, I don't know. I got to respect the commitment to not eating food for 6 days. I don't really know what else they're doing. But I do like seeing how long people cannot eat, just as a sport.
It's not really the effect that they're trying to garner, but
I feel like, you know, the appropriate response isn't necessarily to arrest them, but to counter-protest with a grill.
I agree.
Hamburgers.
Just walk by eating something, a big brat, and just moaning.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, this is a good brat. Dang it. What are these people doing over here? I don't know. I'm just going to keep eating my brat. Bratwurst. Yummy. Love this brat. just keep talking about the brat as you walk by and declaring publicly, I don't know why these people are here, though, but I do love this bratwurst.
What's wrong with you?
Many, many things.
I always talk about my food in this
Stop,
way.
Stop, I gotta get it together. I have to... What time? 7 minutes? God dang it.
This isn't weird for me. This is just me eating. It's what I do when I eat.
It's funny, yesterday when we had you filibuster that you struggled, but you could do this for another 7 minutes. No problem at all. Oh.
One thing about this brat is that it's full of cheese. Love those kind. Don't you guys?
It's like the second time in a week that we've talked about eating meat and moaning.
Yeah.
How come you always start that
conversation? I don't know. I think it's one of my great joys in life is eating. So what are you going to do other than moan?
Dan on YouTube said things just got weird.
Would have been better if I said hamburger.
I wanted to talk about that.
Okay.
Brad, do you say, if you're going to talk, do you eat cheeseburgers or hamburgers, Ryan?
Mostly hamburgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
You always say hamburger. I noticed that the other, like, I don't hear people say hamburger. Like, I always refer to it as a cheeseburger because I don't understand why you would eat it without cheese. But you would you say hamburger or cheeseburger?
Hamburger.
And you say hamburger.
I do say hamburger.
Why?
Because it's a hamburger.
Does a hamburger have cheese on it in your mind?
A hamburger with cheese.
No.
A burger with cheese.
Answer my question.
You would call that
when
a
you say hamburger. Yeah, are you picture, thinking the, that you're thinking of a cheeseburger?
The picture that pops into my brain has cheese on it. Yeah.
Then why aren't you saying cheeseburger?
Because it's a hamburger.
But it isn't.
I'm picturing
I mean,
a hamburger.
It's not. It's
and saying a hamburger well, and talking about it. In why? Front of the why? Capital
why is it that you have
people.
To? Why do you have to add the modifier Money. Cheese to it? I mean, like, because if you have a
you're
hamburger,
not adding
which is,
a modifier, just well, calling are. It a
you're,
cheeseburger.
You're changing it. The definition by some sort of topping that you put on top
I'm
of
I'm changing the definition to the thing that you're talking about.
Well, you don't call it a lettuce burger if there's a slice of lettuce or a
oh
leaf
gosh.
Of lettuce on
That's
there.
That's a darn good point, Annie.
It's not a good point.
Oh, man.
Nobody calls it a lettuce burger.
Nobody does because
That's
it's a hamburger.
Oh, man.
Lettuce is a topping. Cheese is a topping.
I hate you right now, Ryan. This argument is ridiculous, but I'm mad at you right now because you know it's ridiculous.
No. He's kind of right.
I like having an argument with you where you get mad at him, though.
Yeah, that's real fair.
Oh, I'm mad at you, too, but I'm just ancillarily
yeah.
mad
at
you.
Do you call it an onion burger if you put onions
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, okay.
Or a pickle burger?
You've only got 4.5 minutes now, but you can have them.
Okay, thanks.
No, nobody calls it a lettuce burger. People say Mm-mm. cheeseburgers.
People do say cheeseburgers.
Nobody says lettuce burgers.
No.
Which is why you wouldn't say lettuce burger and you would say cheeseburger. No,
my point is what is the difference if cheese is a topping, lettuce is a topping, tomato is a topping?
Because people say cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but why?
Because they're cheeseburgers.
Why are they cheeseburgers?
Because they're burgers with cheese on them and people...
Okay, so if a burger has lettuce on it, why isn't it a lettuce burger?
You have to ask the capital T they. I'm telling you that the world says cheeseburger and the world says hamburger. And if you come over to my house and I'm grilling something and you're like, oh, I'll take a hamburger, I'm making you a burger with no cheese on it.
And I'm eating it and I'm not complaining.
I know, but you just said before that when you're talking about hamburgers, you're talking about hamburgers that have cheese on them, which what do you call a cheeseburger?
At what point would you call it a cheeseburger?
Never now.
If what if it was full of cheese?
Well, based on this conversation, like I would call it a cheeseburger if I was at Annie's house and she was grilling and I wanted cheese on my burger because I know that's how I would need to request
Jackie,
it from her.
But you wouldn't know that if this dumb conversation
but this
hadn't
dumb
taken
conversation.
This is one of the
Jackie,
dumber ones.
Jackie on YouTube said, if you order a hamburger, they won't give you a cheeseburger. That's a great way of making my point. Thank you, Jackie.
Who's they?
Oh,
the people who you're ordering from.
Not if I go to, I go to Drake's. I ask for a burger. They're like, do you want cheese on that?
If yes. you, I don't know what Drake's is, but
it's
they sound delicious. But if you go and you say, I would like a hamburger, they're going to say, would you like cheese on that?
Mm-hmm.
If you say, I would like a cheeseburger, they're going to say,
would you like that with no cheese?
No, they're not because that nobody talks like that. They're either going to say what kind of cheese or they're going to write it down and bring you a cheeseburger because a hamburger implies no cheese.
If yeah. you, I will say this. If you ask for a lettuce burger, you would be asking for a burger with no bun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a different thing.
But it is a thing.
I don't know.
No,
I
it's
hate
not what
to
you
admit
call it.
That Brad had a point there, though. He did have a point. But you're a really, really good debater. And so now I'm back on your side
again. It's not about being a good debater.
It's about winning.
I'm right.
I know.
At the end of the day, it's just an arbitrary name to call it basically the same thing.
It's not an arbitrary.
It is absolutely.
No, cheese means there's cheese. That makes it non-arbitrary.
No. But the cheese is a topping. It's not an integral part of the burger.
It is on my cheeseburger. I'm not a want a hamburger.
You can have a hamburger with cheese, but you can't have a cheeseburger without cheese.
Look, I want to take this back to brass tacks here. Let's go back to the original
argument.
George
Strait, Wasted Dancing?
No. Let's talk about the fact that when you're ordering a hamburger, you are inherently saying something incorrect. There is no ham in a hamburger. So we're all wrong. Unless you, Annie, are driving up to McDonald's and saying, I want a beef cheeseburger.
No, I don't say hamburger. I say cheeseburger. So take your efforts over to the right here to Mr. Brad.
Say it again.
Beef. I want a beef burger.
Okay.
That's the best way you can describe it.
Yeah, but they call it a hamburger because it was like invented in Hamburg, Germany.
Well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
They started calling them Salisbury steaks during the war because they didn't want to, like, you know, promote Germany.
But a Salisbury steak is a different thing now, though.
Remember a few years ago when we got mad at France and we started calling French fries freedom fries?
I don't know what we're arguing about anymore.
I don't either, and I keep looking at the clock.
Same. Why is it so slow?
I don't know.
Like this show.
What did they arrest the protesters for? Just sitting on the steps? Or because they're not eating? You're not participating in consumption.
And experts see red flags. Ron DeSantis. Fauci's home office features photos of himself and his own bobblehead.
I am shocked.
Did you see this photo?
Yeah, I did.
There's a gigantic.
I thought that was fake. Is that real?
Oh.
No.
It's in the New York Post.
Okay, then it's real. I just saw the picture and I thought that's got to be doctored.
Jack Dorsey doesn't really subscribe to that line of thinking, but
yeah, it's the New York Post.
A peek inside Dr. Anthony Fauci's home office reveals he's surrounded by images of himself, including his own bobblehead and a life-size portrait on the wall.
There wasn't just one. There were about four or five pictures of himself, but they were not, you know, oh, here's you doing accepting an award or something. They were paintings of himself.
They're pretty good. You could tell it was him.
Yeah. In one photo.
You think George W. Bush painted that?
I don't know. I just looked up at the TV and somebody was tearing into a bacon ham cheeseburger.
Beef burger.
Beef burger.
Beef burger. I think that we should just end it now.
Okay. And then we'll listen to the song for the rest of the minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for watching.
We can drunk dance to it.
Cheeseburger or hamburger, people. They're different things. That's my only point.
You know what, though? I still love you no matter what you call it.
Very Christian. Very weird way to end the show, too.
I don't really need that. But thanks. I'm going to have a cheeseburger tonight. We'll be right back with Mark.
No, we won't. Mark Reardon.
With Mark Reardon on the station. The show goes on. Okay.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.